This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Tony Gwynn Jr., man, we come out of the All-Star break, brother, and we're like, okay, cool, we get these Yankees, talking about the Braves. We lose 2 of 3 to the Yankees, and now I think most people are saying, all right, the Braves are going to be sellers. Let me ask you, do you think there's value for Marcell Ozuna, who now has been benched in favor of Drake Baldwin, to get his bat in the lineup? They're playing more Baldwin, and they're playing more Sean Murphy, obviously catching behind the plate. Do you think there's some value there for Ozuna for the Braves?
Yeah, I think there's some value there. I don't know that it's as high as it would have been last year, had, you know, when he was having an unbelievable year. But yeah, I think there's some value. He's got playoff experience. He's been a high performer pretty consistently. I know he's having a rough year this season, but it could be one of those scenarios. A change of scenery could be good for him. And I think some teams, especially teams that are in the hunt, are going to covet a guy like that.
I know it's so tough for a team to make that decision, Tony, when to cut bait, you know, and when you say, hey, this just isn't our year. It just seems like, you know, looking outside from you in Southern California, wherever you are today, this team just ain't got it. Too many injuries to overcome and just too big a hole to dig out of.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think the two lead dogs in that division are playing good baseball. Miami's a much better team. And so all of those things complicated to go along with the things that you just mentioned. And so I think Atlanta's in a position where they don't when we talk about them being sellers, it's not going to look like a Diamondbacks could look like. You know, this is going to be some guys who have, you know, who are going to be free agents anyway, rentals, or some of the guys who are a little bit older. It's not going to be the core guys that they move. And so that's why they're operating from a position of strength. I think that, yes, they may end up punting this season, but they'll be right back in the mix of things next year. And you have to assume that with the talent they have. And so if you can move a guy like Ozuna and get some young pieces back in return, I think it just enhances what next year could be for
them. Tony, when you look at the top of these divisions, it looks very familiar, and I think it's good for baseball. I mean, look, the American League East is a beast, right? You got Yankees, Blue Jays, Red Sox are all good. Yep. Hell, the Rays are only 7 out. But you get the Tigers, right? A traditional franchise, a storied franchise. They've won 60 games. Then you get to the Astros. Right. All right, here the Astros are back in the mix again. Mariners are an interesting team. The Phillies and the Mets. No, we should be talking about the Braves, but the Phillies and the Mets. My point is you get some real storylines with teams that have had unbelievable success throughout the history of baseball. And I'm thinking like, okay, as we head down the stretch, this has got to be good for baseball, right?
For sure, for sure. And the cool part, and this is the guy is kind of confusing sometimes when you hear about, you know, ownership wanting to change things in this next CBA. I mean, this is the sport with the most parity. And you mentioned the traditional teams are in there, but then you get a team like Detroit that is a traditional team but hadn't had a lot of success until, you know, last year getting into the postseason. And so, yes, eyeballs are tuned in. You get an interesting team like Seattle out west fighting the Astros. And so, yeah, there's a lot of history kind of at the top of the standings with a few teams that haven't had a ton of success and are turning up the dial. And I think all of the races have potential, but maybe with the exception of the Central, American League Central, all of these races are going to come down, I feel like, to the wire. And anytime you get that, especially going into the month of September, it's good business for everybody. Everybody enjoys watching it. And I fully expect that to be the case down the stretch this season.
You recognize the pipes. Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here on Dukes and Bell. Tony, we just got to see the Yankees take 2 out of 3 from the Braves. They're listed as having the 7th best team ERA in the American League. But, man, their bullpen was horrible. I mean, what do you make of the Yankees? And are they going to be able to address their needs at the trade deadline?
Well, they certainly can, and I think they will. I think that bullpen is probably the weak spot of their team as they're, you know, seemingly getting Devin Williams starting to come back into shape. I know he gave up a run the other day before he got the save, but everybody's going to be looking to upgrade their bullpen. We know in the postseason, bullpens are extremely important, and if you have a strong one, you can ride that to the very end. And so I fully expect the Yankees to be in that kind of area, but I fully expect the Padres. I fully expect, you know, the Dodgers, too, who might have lost Tanner Scott last night. So a lot of that particular market is always going to be thick with teams trying to get better. But, yeah, the Yankees will be one of them.
All right, nobody's hotter right now than the Brewers. We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider. They've won 11 straight, Tony. Is this a fluke? Are they just getting hot at the right time? Is this a really good club? Where are you at?
No, it's not a fluke. I mean, they have a formula. In Milwaukee, this is not a surprise. They did it the year before. This is an organization that, you know, in some ways is like Tampa, but they can spend a little bit more money. They seemingly trade guys when it feels like too early, but they got good guys in return, and they use them. And I just think their bullpen with McGill at the back end. You got some really obviously the young kid who came up. He's taken the league by storm, and so they got it. And they got a good offense. They are one of the more exciting teams when it comes. If you like old school baseball in terms of base running, they got a bunch of runners on that team, and they run the bases as well as any team. They steal bases. That's the type of team that can give you a lot of trouble if you can't make the routine play, and they capitalize, and they caught the Cubs. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Hey, Tony, what do you think of the All-Star game, man? We were all in the stands, and they said, it's time for a swing-off. We're like, what? I mean, it was actually kind of cool. I don't know if I want to see that in a regular season, but it was kind of neat for that environment.
Yeah, yeah. I love the All-Star game. I wish that interleague play wouldn't have had the impact that it seemingly has had on it in terms of the competitive nature of the game. I still think guys are going out there playing hard. I don't mind the swing off in that particular format. I would hate it in the regular season. I would lose my mind if that we had to watch that as the kind of the who's going to win the game at the end, especially because these games have so much importance. I wouldn't want to see it there, but it was a cool little twist to watch. A guy like Kyle Schwarber need 3 and get 3 with 3 swings. I thought that was pretty impressive. But I think that's where it should stay in an exhibition like that.
Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he, that Schwarber guy? Hey, before we let you go, what are you paying attention to? What's the storyline that you think is the most interesting as we move now? It's, you know, technically the second half, but we're already past 90-some-odd games. Most teams are. What's the most important or the most interesting storyline for you as you move, you know, here towards the end of the year?
I mean, obviously I'm out west, so, you know, the Dodgers-Padres storyline is getting hot. The Dodgers are struggling. The Padres are picking it up. They cut the lead to 3.5. But I think the bigger storyline is I think this deadline could be super exciting.
Hmm.
You got teams like the Diamondbacks that, you know, are floundering. And if you notice, you've heard some, like, really honest talk from some of these GMs here recently, particularly in Arizona. And to hear a GM basically, you know, straight up say, we're in a tough spot. We're probably going to have to move some of these guys. We're not in a spot where we can win this division, I don't think. And so, yeah, I just think with a team like Arizona comes on board where they got like four, you know, you're talking Gallant, you're talking Suarez, you're talking Naylor. There's some names out there that they can really change the way this deadline looks, because you know there's going to be a ton of teams that are trying to upgrade, and they got four or five guys off top that will be, you know, coveted. And so you got a team like that. What does Pittsburgh do as we get to the end? You know, you're in the talks of skiing. Cincinnati's a team that's right in the square in the wild card. You got their players begging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For some more help. So I just think this could be a really exciting deadline with a lot of activity.
Always good to talk with you, man. Know you got to run. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here and see where this season has led us. Tony Gwynn Jr., thank you again.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.